A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 7th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the annual IMF and World Bank meetings in Washington, D.C. And of course, we are also going to talk about Zimbabwe's state of the economy, the introduction of bond notes and other issues.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the IMF and World Bank meetings currently underway and also Zimbabwe's state of the economy.
The 2016 annual meetings of the boards of the of governors of the IMF and the World Bank Group are being held in Washington, D.C., and they are expected to end on Sunday. Zimbabwe is being represented by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Central Bank Governor John Manguja.
But the prognosis for Zimbabwe's state of the economy is very poor. The IMF says Zimbabwe will register a negative economic growth of minus 0.3% in 2016 and minus 2.5% in 2017. The cash crisis is also worsening in Zimbabwe, and the government is saying that it is going to introduce bond notes this month. Justice Minister and also Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa has said that his ministry has already or is crafting the necessary law to ensure that the bond notes are released legally this October, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo kufoti.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tila wati tinge tichi tarisa nezwe misangano irikuno ku IMF, ku kurugui tukwa iko misangano ne magavna, ne makurukota, anona nezwe upfumi munyika ze pasirino. Misangano hii iriku tarisira kwa kunge ichipera iyo ne musue sondo. Kuno vakamirira Zimbabwe ndiva Patrick Chinamasa kuri kutarezva upfumi uye governor we Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe Dr. John Mangudya. Asi kuZimbabwe nyaya dzezveupfumi dzinenge dzisina kumira zvakanaka. IMF iri kuti upfumi gore rino huchatoderera zvakanyanya. Gore rinouya zvinenge zvatonyanya kuti upfumi hwacho hunenge hwaenda kumawere. Uyewo Zimbabwe iri kuti kuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko ari munyaya dzezveupfumi iri kuparura iyo mabond notes iwo mwedzi unoyu. Tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoti kudii nemamiriro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi, Gibbs.
Ibwambe zvirikandaba lingalichona njani lapa rikona kona ngapo tinai ngapa siyaphila sibili. Iye esixoxa ngako ke lamhla umhlangano lo okhona kona ngapa World Bank le International Monetary Fund. Sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa umphathintambo wohlangothi lukarhulumente olubona ngezemali kuzobuya ke lo sibalikhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe uJohn Mangudya bakhona emhlanganweni lowo. Babuya ke lapha eWashington ngesikhathi eleZimbabwe lingani ligaqa ngamadolo. Sizwile ke i-IMF isithi umnotho weZimbabwe ulakho ukuthi ungathuthuki kangako lo nyaka. Bathi ke uyathuthuka ngokuyisilinganiso nje okuncane ekhulini okuyi-0.3%. Kuzobuya ukuthi ke ngomnya ozayo uthuthuke wehle ngokuyi -2.5%. So ke konoku ke kuzawenzakala ngesikhathi eleZimbabwe mhlawumbe selilama bond notes. Siyawazi ukuthi ama-bond notes lawo kumele afakwe emnothweni weZimbabwe ngesikhatshana nje esilandelayo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani umtilitini ke Zulu asixoxeni sibone mthwazi omuhle. Njalo wethu.
Honguka hama wadiwa tulauti mge mchitu uzauti muriku kwa nisao ere kuwa na mariku mabanga ne uti tukunzi kwa uti wanvariku gara kwengo ya kareba vaka mirira kumabanga wakuti wangi bajipo wa mari asi wariku po wa mari ino shika yu makumi mashanu ima dora gibsa $50 ya pazua shinonzi ne waka wanda shunenge shura kwa omera vamwaningu wajitila ubadara ma school fees vamwarula ubadara ma rents ne shumwe zaka siyana siyana asi zvinhu shunenge shuriku famba zvakanaka asi hurumende irikuti irikuedza kuti inge ichigadzirisa ichitiwo rimwe dambudziko riripo idambudziko rekushaya kushayikwa kwemari nekudaro tinakunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti munoona zvichibatsira here zvokuti parurwe mabond notes vamwe vari kuti aiwa haana kusiyana nemabhiera checks akamboya makore akare inflation ikaita chamuramba mhuru asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa pada rwendo runo zvinhu zvinenge zvachinja vamwe vachingoti aiwa chakachenjedza ndo chakatanga Gibbs.
Ye nxa sikhangela ke okwethulwe IMF le ikhuluma ke ngomnotho womhlaba wonke jikelele kugwalo lolu kuthiwa IMF World Economic Outlook for October 2016. Ye ibikhuluma sibili lapho isithi kuzwekazi leAfrica iZimbabwe ayise yodwa engazani ke iyathuthuka engasuzithuthuke ngemfanelo babalisa amazwe njengeSouth Africa kuzobuya leAngola kuzokubuya ke baphinde bekhulume isithi ongani kuyakuhlupha kakhulu yikuthi eZimbabwe ke akula i-foreign direct investment lokuthi abantu babuya bezefaka imali yabo kumnotho weZimbabwe. Kodwa sizwile ke izolo uMongameli Robert Mugabe ekhuluma esithi ke kukhona ukuthi kutshintshe umthetho lo we-indigenization ongani ungabanjwa nje ubanjwa kancane ukuze ukuthi abantu bengawesabi phela. Sikhanyazani ke sikhuluma nje abanye abantu khona ngapho eZimbabwe bakhona engxenye abahlezi phandle kwamabhanga badinga imali. Pero so kutwa ke $50 blessing. Umuntu angayithola kade bethola $100 kodwa akusenjalo futhi.
I think we are being joined by our first guest that is a former finance minister Mr. Tendai Biti, who is also the president of the opposition the People's Democratic Party and he is a lawyer by profession. Mr. Biti, good evening.
Good evening.
We can hardly hear you, Mr. Biti.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you so much. Now we can hear you loud and clear. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Zikomo. So, Mr. Bidi, it seems as if the IMF is projecting that Zimbabwe will register a negative economic growth of minus 0.3% in 2016 and minus 2.5% in 2017. Your take on this?
Well, they are correct in recognizing that we have reached red territories and that we are in the middle of a structural economic recession and that is Armageddon. So from that point of view, they are very correct. And these figures need to be contrasted with the figures that were in their report that was presented to their board on the 2nd of May 2016, where a very different optimistic picture was presented. So reality has come to dawn upon them. But for us in Zimbabwe, you and I would know that minus 0.3% is actually too high a figure. In our own calculation, the growth rate in 2016 is actually minus 3.8%. And the growth rate in 2017 will be close to minus 5.2%. And any serious economist will confirm these figures.
But is there any reason why the IMF and the World Bank should be massaging these figures?
Look, you know, at the end of the day, there's no massage. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference whether it's minus 0.3% or minus 2.2% or minus 3.8%. It's gross failure. It's unacceptable. So there's no massaging. So if something is dead, you don't say it's half dead or three-quarter dead. The Zimbabwean economy is dead.
Gibbs. Yes. Siyamuzwa lapha zulukandaba umnumzana ke uBiti uyakhuluma sithi ke iIMF ikhuluma okulomsobho sibili ngoba bona bakhangelela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ulakho ukuduncipe ngokuyi minus 3.8% ngo-2016 kuzobuya ke u-2017 umnumzana uBiti uthi umnotho weZimbabwe ungakwa sibili ngokuyi minus 5.2%. Uthi umuntu nje wonke onengqondo ongazani wakhangela ezomnotho angakhuluma konoko uphinde wakhuluma futhi lapha sependula umbuzo ukuthi indaba i-IMF ikhangelele ukuthi ilama figures amancane ngosithi hayi kuyafana lokuthi loba kumbe kungabe minus 1.005% kumbe minus 50% ukuthi kuyahambelana ukuwa yikuwa nje ukhuluma kwakhe
vabiti tichitarisa iyo nyaya yezveupfumi tiri kuona vachinamasa navamangudya vari kuno kumisangano yeIMF neWorld Bank semaziri enyu misangano inowanzobatsire chii nyika yakaita seZimbabwe yekuti ine chikwereti kwaIMF chisina kubhadharwa zvii chaizvo zvinenge zvichitaurwa
musangano yemaannual meetings aya nemaspring meetings anoitwa muna April ayaya nemaAfrican Development Bank meetings anoitwa muna May every year misangano yakakosha nekuti inopamukana kunyika dzisina mari dzakaita seZimbabwe kuti dzisangane nevane vari dzemari saka kumaspring meetings kwekwe unosangana nemadevelopment ministers nemaministers of finance enyika dzepasi rose wosanganazve nevakuru veinstitutions ane mari akafanana na World Bank nana IMF nana IFC my important institutions but my institutions aya hadi kunyeperwa my institutions aya hadi kubatwa kumeso my institutions aya anoda genuine reform so chinamasa paakauya muna 2014 vakambomuterera kunyanya nyanya paakaenda kulima gore rakapera almost a year ago musi wa 8 October last year ma meeting aya paakaitirwa kulima Peru vakamuterera paaita rodano tichazoita reform but after 4 November pavakataura kuti vari kudzosa bond note pavakatanga kurova vanhu pavakatanga kuba mari iri kuma yeku reserve bank pachiita cash shortage hapasina munhu anomutora seriously so right now ari kungofambawo zvake sekachongwe kabundurwa kari kungohukura kunge imbwa ine rabbits he is not going to get anything but at a certain point vakambomutora seriously except United States of America United States of America was the only country right aya matsotsi makororo vanhu vezanu PF they were not fooled but iko zvinezvi this was a very short trip for him and a very useless trip for him because nobody takes him seriously after 4 May 2016
Thank you, Mr. Biti. Though Mr. Chinamasa remains honorable, let's treat him as such.
Yeah, I think we've got our second guest, and that was Mr. Masimba Kuchera. He's an economic commentator. Hey, Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we hear that the IMF is saying that Zimbabwe is going to record some negative growth in 2016, and precisely about 0.3%, and then in 2017, minus 2.5%. So what is your reaction to that?
Well, there are two things. I think that the IMF has decided to be a bit conservative in terms of calculation of that growth. But also, you should also look at the effects that there is no economic activity happening in this country. Production is at a standstill. Companies are closing. We are importing far more than we are exporting, which is usually a sign that we are unable to do things on our own. So clearly, this is where the problems are. And as a result of that, the economy cannot develop. The only two things I think, and I will agree, that still are powering the Zimbabwean economy is beer and airtime. And so of that, you can't be able to do a lot.
So, ungathi ke nxa usukhangele kwenziwa kwini ukuthi umnotho uzancipha kangaka?
Ubangela ukuthi akula production enzakalayo. Akula mafekthali avuliweyo uzabona ukuthi ngizothi i-Newzim still ayisavuli ngizothi ama-companies amaningi avaliwe so sitsho ukuthi akula e-production enzakala but hence sikhuluma senze nje sithenga okuningi kakhulu okwedlula esikuthengisayo so sithi nga ungabona into enjalo yenzakala umnotho uyabo sibona ukuthi akula activity ekhona so yilo udubo esilalo kathesi enibona njengami uhulumende ukhona kathesi lala macebo ukuthi avuselele i-industry so sizaba khona ku-position esikiyo kumbe wes ngo-2017 nxa kuyo ukuthi uhulumende kaphinanga okungamacebo othi i-economy ifuke.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke ubamba ucingo kolapho. Ecingweni lapha-ke silomnumzana uNdebele ukhona ngale-ke e-Country Park kobulawayo. Baba Ndebele, ungawutshona njani? Ye, ngicela usondele efonini kancane. Angikuzwa kuhle Ndebele.
Yebo, sawubona baba.
Ye, kunjani mntu omdala?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfana kithi.
Ye, susehlelweni khonapho-ke phosela koba.
Yebo bamba, hayi ngizwa baba. Mina ngibona ngani uhulumende wakithi ngani kule problem ekhona ngokubona kwami. Iproblem yaqale la nxa ngingaphambani zimbonani iqale khona lokobo 92. Uhulumende waba lo mcabango bethu waba lobuchopho obungananzeleliyo eqilwa ngabanye abantu besifika sayimele i-esapho. Bona lapho oqalisela khona i-problem wonke lokho esikhangelene ngakho kathesi yizithelo zika-1992 i-esapho nalena ngoba yathi yaba khona waqalisa ukuvala amakhampani avala amakhampani kuzobe namhlanje lokhu evala abantu ba-retrentshwa iminyaka yonke okukhombisa ukuthi ibuyanga obukhona elizweni. Umbuzo wami uthi wona njengoba kusiza ama-bond notes kufakazi ukuthi kasisela mali le besiyisebenza siza mhlawumbe sizaphela kanti kulama-diamonds lawana ayengale emashonaland ngale ethiyazwa esizwa kuthiwa khona kwaba le-16 billion engabonakaliyo uhulumende uthule zwi ngayo limali imali engaka kodwa umuntu otshontsha i-2000 nge-fraud aphithiswa ngamapolisa lapho adutshuzwe kube nzima uhulumende uthuleleni ngemali engaka engabonakaliyo uyabona Dube
ye
ibhiliyoni mna wami ungayi ebantwini bezimbabwe la seyi-roughly siyi-30 million uhulumende angathatha ibhiliyoni eyodwa kuphela athi umuntu omunye owezimbabwe amnike 3 million kuyasala i-change ku-1 billion izimbabwe yonke sithole i-3 million each person manje usakhangele i-16 billion engabonakaliyo kambe ngabe ilizwe lingaphi namuhla ngabe kasikhulume ngamabhondi kodwa-ke umbuzo wami yikuthi abama-opposition party naye uhulumende wethu lowo bathulelene ngemali engaka engabonakaliyo shiwo ngani kukhulunywa ngekuthiwa kukhulunywa nge-2 cents uthini uhulumende ngayo seze saa ama-bond notes ingaphi leyo mali ibuye izonceda ilizwe uhulumende uthuleleni ngayo nxa kuliqiniso kulapho endilo mbuzo wami khona ngani angikuzwisisi khonapho
ye ujayise konkosweni sebeni hayi sibongela kakhulu eNdebele baba. Yeah, that was Mr. Ndebele. He's our usual caller, you know. He's always calling from Country Park and has got many points, you know, whenever he comes on shore. So now he's really saying that Zimbabwe is in serious problems because of ESAP. He says 1992 was the time when ESAP was actually introduced. And he says at the end of the day, it caused all these problems. He says what we are seeing today is because of ESAP. And he went further to say that bond notes are coming. So now, since they are on their way, you know, he's worried that maybe they're not going to work properly. And then he says, where are the diamonds? You know, and the $15 billion that actually allegedly disappeared in Zimbabwe. He says the opposition is quiet about it, and the government is also quiet about it. it seems as if the government only lost 1 cent. You know, so he says somebody must be accountable somewhere. He says if Blessing steals about 2,000, I'm not saying that you're a thief, right? So if Blessing steals about $2,000,
allegedly,
you know, he gets arrested then and there. But the people that stole the diamonds are not being arrested. He says the opposition is weak, is not talking about it, and then the government too is not talking about it. That's a big question, I think.
Yeah. But I think, to be fair to the opposition, they did raise the issue.
I guess Mozambique is going to...
Yes.
You have to, you know.
But before we go to our next caller, let's just go back to Mr. Biti briefly and say, Mr. Biti, talking about the bond notes, Mr. Mnangagwa is saying that the country cannot develop if it does not have its own currency. What is wrong with introducing the bond notes?
Yeah, for a man of Mr. Mnangagwa's stature, with his legendary test for power, I think to make those remarks is very illiterate and very dangerous. By now, Emmerson Mnangagwa should know that a national currency is a product of the strength of that economy. A national currency is a relation between your capacity to produce and the currency. And more particularly, a national currency is a relationship between your exports and your imports. Now, in Zimbabwe, there is massive deindustrialization. We are not producing. We started talking about the figures from the IMF, which are confirming that we are not producing. In fact, we are in negative production territory, minus 0.3%, minus 2.5%, to some of us, minus 3.8%. So we are not producing. And because we are not producing, we can't export. So our current account deficit right now is 15%. Of gross domestic product. The ratio of our imports to exports is 3:1. That means that for every dollar that goes out, sorry, for every dollar that comes in as export earnings, $3 are going out as imports. So we don't have the economy to support a currency. So we'll go back to where we were in 2008, where we all ended up being billionaires and quintillionaires and zillionaires, but the zillions couldn't buy you a bottle of Coke. If you go to Zambia right now, the kwacha is on an unmitigated downward spiral because their current account has collapsed. It has collapsed because the international prices of the one commodity that they export, copper, has collapsed. If you go to Nigeria right now, the naira is on a downward slide because oil, which they produce, has been on a downward slide and has put pressure on the currency. Now we are talking of Zimbabwe, which doesn't have any economy to talk about. To think of introducing a currency when you don't have foreign currency reserves, you don't have gold reserves, you don't have output, is actually insanity. It's as good as picking up leaves in your garden and then suddenly calling them money and then suddenly calling them equivalent to US $1 is insanity unmitigated.
Yeah, and talking about that, maybe as a follow-up, the government is saying that the bond will be 1:1 with the US dollar. Your take on that?
How does that happen? How does that happen? We don't have an economy that can support any currency. And remember, exchange rates, you don't just wake up on the wrong side of your bed and suddenly say, this currency is equivalent to that one. It doesn't happen. This is the economics. This is pure, pure, pure science. Not kuroto moka, not kuenda kunganga, kwa jaira. It doesn't happen like that. It doesn't work like that.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Yes, okay.
Tinamkoma Steven Parunari. Magadi mkoma Steven.
Magadi mkoma Jonga.
And mkoma Blessing mkoma Jonga. Warugia tatu chega pa Diaspora Forum.
Ora ite.
Taora iti nzgue. Nasu utara nyaya zemari ne upumi.
Mkoma panya ema raba. Ema bondi kwe nzi. Ema bondi nozi ya ite. Iye mangunjika wacha akadinda kunyazo mvunda jaji akafunga akanyazo da kukuda ichokwa adika anokudeleza alukideleza ashi hiti enda alukunyazo zeta ashi to hiti nuri zvakaedzwa nabitika ikonomi yenyika yakange chiri nani bozi vamwedu vakangwanana kuvhurika pfungwa handiti takanga tichitoona takanga tichiri kuabhilivha vana tichiti aya zvingangoita saka nyaya ingoripo ndeyekuti vakomana vanoda kuramba vane simba vachiramba vane simba uyezve zviri kuita mabhondi notiva akauya vanenge vava kutorera vanhu mari dzavo dzavainadzo saka vanenge vakunyatsokwanisa kunyatsotonga vanhu ka moda kuti munhu anotongeka kana ane nzara bhodzi chienda asina kana chinhu hatina kana sendi hatine chii saka vanenge vangoita zvavanoda nesu vachitika vakatiti izvoni vakada kuti unganidza tovaita musangana nesu vanongoti food for work votipa bhagidi rechibaki 3-5 pamwedzi wese saka zvaroda kuti vakwanisa kutiunganidza vachikwanisa kutaura zvavanoda zvemusangano wavo wezano saka nyaya yamabhondi ikai haitoite bhodzi nyika yedu is producing nothing zvekunzi nyika inorarama isina currency namibia yakararama isina currency ichinoita south african rand but yakange ine ikonomi yayo yainge ichiita vachigadzisa zvinhu zvavo plus hurumende yedu haitsatsike uyezve vanokwanisa kuti IMF kana ngada kudzora mwoyo neworld bank kuti ivape mari vanokwanisa kuvharisa mari iyo davanokwanisa kuvharisa nokuti hurumende ichauyaka ichangoomerwa toona kunge yange ichitinyebera but ichange ine zvikwereti saka vanenge vachitangira mugomba pavanofushira gomba riye kuti chizove churu yatonguva
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Steven
allright mukoma
tinotenda zvikuru you heard I think from Steven there in South Africa
yes
loud and clear he is against the introduction of the bond notes saying that you know apart from causing problems for this current generation you know governments that will follow you know will be having a huge deficit and he's saying this is you know far reaching implications Gibbs.
Now listen to Mr. Kuchera. Are you still on the line?
Yes I am.
Now you heard Mr. Ndebele calling from Country Park and he was complaining bitterly you know about the $15 billion that actually disappeared in Zimbabwe. We know the president said it. He said $15 billion cannot be accounted for. So, according to Mr. Ndebele now, the opposition and the current government are not doing anything to find the money. So he's very concerned. Are you not concerned too?
Well, we are concerned. I'm not sure that the opposition can do much. Tendai being a member of the opposition, he will tell us what they've been doing to look at money. But I can tell you that what has been happening is that the president presided over the loss of that $15 billion. Of course, it's a cumulative amount that was lost over a number of years, but the president presided over that. And his government knows where the money is. I don't think they even have to look for the money. They simply have to call those who took the money, bring them to book, and ask them to pay back what they stole from the Zimbabwean people. The concern that I have, and we had the president also saying that he's concerned about corruption and they are trying to do their best to deal with corruption. That can never be as far from the truth as it could be, because the president knows those who are corrupt, and he keeps them. He actually rewards corruption, and so we will lose, and we are continuously losing money as we speak in all sectors of the economy due to the president not wanting to crack the whip on corrupt officials, due to the president not wanting to also be exposed to these corrupt deals. So the situation that we have is that we have, especially on the issue of corruption, a CEO who's unable to tell the Zimbabweans the truth, a CEO who is unable or unwilling or both to ensure that those who are corrupt amongst these several bootlickers are arrested and brought to book. You cannot have a country that loses such money and no one has even been taken to the court. We have not heard of any forensic audit that is being done or that the government is even planning on doing. So it's a sad situation, but we know where it all stops. The buck stops with the person on the top, with the person on the, at the apex, and that should be the president. We should be asking him where that money is. But I think if Tendai can and the other team in the opposition can also find it, they can also bring it back to the Zimbabwe.
Mr. Bidi, what's your take on what Mr. Ndebele said and exactly what Mr. Kuchera was saying right now?
Look, you remember that when I was in government as finance minister, I began to sound like a broken record on the issue of diamonds. I would raise the issue of diamonds literally and virtually every week with President Mugabe and with Obed Mpofu. And I used to raise a number of issues with so many people, with so many other ministers and other institutions, including the RBZ. I used to go to the president and make complaints. The only person, if I made a complaint against anyone, President Mugabe, this habit of calling that person and asking you to repeat what you had told him in the other person's presence, which I thought was a good thing because then you couldn't do makua. But the only person that he never summoned for me to repeat what I used to tell him, and what I used to tell him is this, and I'm sure if Obed Mpofu is listening, he can challenge me if I'm not telling the truth. I used to say Obed Mpofu is a thief, he's stealing diamonds. But not a single day was Obed Mpofu summoned by the president. So I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that President Mugabe and Obed Mpofu must be held to account vis-a-vis our diamonds. The other person who need to be held to account was the then Minister of Defense, Emmerson Mnangagwa, because he kept on shielding a Chinese company called Anjin. At least with Mbada, we were a 50% shareholder, and once in a while, they used to make some dividend contributions to the government. But with Anjin, we were told that the army was in a partnership with Anjin, but we didn't know the extent of the shareholding. And Anjin never accounted to the government of Zimbabwe, yet it was the biggest, it is the biggest mining operation in Zimbabwe. So on the way forward, what should be done right now is that the Zimbabwean government must set up a commission of inquiry which will have as its members a reputable international accounting firm that will be able to trace the audit trial of our diamonds to the shared circles where they were stolen, particularly in Dubai, particularly in Israel, particularly in Shanghai, then of course later on in Antwerp. And the good thing about money is that it leaves a trace. So even if it doesn't happen in the next few years when ZANU-PF is in office, it will happen maybe 5 years from now, maybe 2 years, because the audit trail of money doesn't disappear. Who doesn't know that Robert Mutlanga has bought virtually half of Durban and the Western Coast from our diamonds? Who doesn't know of the mansions that have been bought in Cape Town? Who doesn't know of the mansions that have been bought in Shanghai, in Dubai, in Malaysia, and in the south of France from our Zimbabwean diamonds? An international NGO, Global Witness, used to disclose these things. These things are on their website. When I was finance minister, one of the Kimberley Process certification certifiers, a Belgian citizen called Mark Postel, used to give me documents which I used to take to President Mugabe to say, President Mugabe, these are the companies, the layers of companies that are stealing Zimbabwean diamonds, and everyone, everything fell on deaf ears. Thank God, because he's now old, he had a fraudulent slip and let it out that $15 billion was stolen. So it's now up to Zimbabweans to demand the setting up of that commission of inquiry to investigate where the money is. Simple.
Thank you so much. Regatende kuna mkoma Elvis. Makadi mkoma Elvis.
Azimba, makazimba ere baba.
Aiwa, tiripo, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita hufumai.
Baba tatongwa nemagora.
Asi mkoma Elvis.
Fungwa ngoti kana honde yakahwina, akafungwa kuti iwo ndiwakahwina vari vega chete.
Mkoma Elvis, dzorai volume ye radio yenyu yakuita maungira.
wakungo fungo iwo kuru wakaita hondo kuti izo winike waka wina wari wega anemuru zona zataro so ta ujitoke hande ipasitili niti gazi sanezino aadi futu tigare pasitawri ya nao the second thing deo ti zaka dii kuti wanu wapiwe ma yusu kwa wangari ma banks andirika iwo isa bondra watozo yato tenga ta fungo tiningeri right ano mkona because as super zero tunitori nenda isa mari then mangwana wakundi bepa seza astoro na professor wangu ameno ndi biti rea nchansu zianga astoro manja
ndawa biti ehe
yee wachi tati isu stok visa ma yusa edu arengari mzimbo yoyo wachi sama bond bank pia tu atenga ma bondi yote chita za tuda nao the second thing they would indruenya usora ma Zimbabwe ntese za taka ita in a way mkoma nakana yari ya biti futu watuta waneza kaya anenga kama minga atawani yotu why can't you just use the rand one way because and if you want to know in Zimbabwe or going to the United States of America what's not tenga chingwa what's not tenga usawi what's not tenga zvinhu my basics are from America now it means to me we are using someone else money which is who is very far away from us which means we also have to depending heavily on traveling there wabona I thought maybe if we could use the rand it was an easy access to almost everybody. Unlike a situation where you tell me, oh, America, I haven't been to America myself. And
Aya wataura yenyu mupedzise mukoma Elvis.
Okay. Nyaenda nafunde kuti wakoma nawo anenge achinzi ndiana finance minister sao. Isitozi yachina masa ari minister of justice izvandika. Anongoitwa ipapo asingazive the nitty gritty zvechi ye finance. Saka ari kuti anezve iko ipapo. Munoona muZimbabwe zvamunotaura ndanzo mune wanhu vakadzidza ka. Asurati iyo ma ministers and wakadzidza chete otherwise ma ministers tikana zvozotarisa manjika vamwe vacho vanenge vasambo yatodzidza zvakanyatsokwana kuna vamwe vanhu vanenge vachidzidza dzidza muZimbabwe macho imomo zvototi zvaitogona kutobuda nechimwe chinhu chitori nani kupfuura zvavari kuita vari pakati pemasisi iwawo chakuita ndechoti wanotora mari woenda nadzo Malaysia wono wakadzimba dziri pasemvura kuti sazovaone zvachose kana kuti vanenge vadzidza pene mari dzemadiamonds munhu akapiwa right yekuti ari anaine madiamonds munonzi muchiyadzo andirika ari kutadza kudira mvura cheche yekuti vamwe vanhu vari munzvimbo iyo vararame zvakanaka isusu maZimbabwe ndizaanetso kutaurira chinjimwe chete hatina mwoyo wakanaka ba tine mwoyo wakashata fani iko zvinhu zvavanenge vachitarisa kuti vanhu vaya wafe nedhasi ravanenge vachirima vachiwana mari yavo wega wakare vanhu vacho vaigara pakati futi vanomupiwa kana one conversation kuti vanzi vararamewo zvakanaka asi izvinhu zvakabuda munzvimbo mavo
aiwatinoreva
chinhu izvozvo
tinotenda mukoma Elvis
akomana zviri kugumbura omana iko zvi ndiri kudhraivha mausiku handimuruza here ene marwadziro azoita kuti kudhraivha mausiku une hope kuti ukwanise kuraramisa mhuri iyoyo wapedza wanobirwa wapedza wanzi aiwa tida kukupa mabond notes zvinotaura chinhu here izvozvo mapenzo niwo ngavabve ipapo havasoziva zvavari kuita
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elvis
babai
tinotenda you're there from
yes.
Elvis, but I think one point that he was trying to raise was is it not possible for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Union some countries in southern Africa I think he's also very clear that he does not support the introduction of the bond notes Gibbs.
Now, let's go to Mr. Biddy. What will it take for Zimbabwe to actually join the Rand Monetary Region?
Yeah, the Rand Monetary Union is an option that I put forward to the Zimbabwean government in 2010. And ironically, President Mugabe and other people that are now pushing the return of bond notes strongly objected to it. They strongly objected to me introducing the Rand note, sorry, joining the Rand Monetary Union and introducing the Rand, because it made sense. Joining the Rand Monetary Union. After all, South Africa is our biggest trading partner. And 56% of our exports are from South Africa. But now it's no longer possible. It's no longer possible to join the Rand Monetary Union. Zimbabwe's economy is now suffering such huge and major disequilibria. If you look at the figures, if you look at all our macroeconomic figures, the growth rates, the debt ratios, the levels of the interest rates, the levels of inflation. So we have created a situation where South Africa itself will refuse, the Rand Monetary Union itself and its members, who include Namibia, Lesotho, and Swaziland, will refuse, because allowing Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union amounts to an importation into the Rand Monetary Union of our problems. And one thing that economists have learned after the collapse, after the global economic crisis and the collapse in particular of the Greek economy, is that it's not sufficient to have a monetary union. Remember, the Rand Monetary Union is a monetary union. You also need convergence on fiscal issues. And if you don't have convergence on both monetary and fiscal issues, you have a problem. So the lesson of Europe, the lesson of Greece, will make it impossible now for Zimbabwe to join the Rand Monetary Union. The South Africans and everyone else will refuse Zimbabwe to export its horrible disequilibrium into the region. So it's not going to happen.
And Mr. Akuchera?
Yeah, look, I think that it was going to be the best idea to join the Rand Monetary Union. But you should also understand that our country relies on sovereignty, independence, autonomy. And joining the Rand Monetary Union, to those who are objecting, would have meant foregoing these sacred values. We would not probably have been as independent in terms of monetary policy. Would not be very sovereign. So, you see, these values that this government relies on for whipping people into line, these things of independence and so on, I think is what blocked it in 2010. And I don't think it's something that is even on their table now, because then joining a Rand Monetary Union means that it had to be disciplined to a certain point, which this government is not. It means that you need to do things in a certain way, which this government will not agree to do, simply because for them, they do not want to be told what to do, even if what they are being told is for their own good and their own survival. So for those political reasons, the Rand Monetary Union, although that would have been the best, will not happen. This is why even the idea of the bond note came in. The issue of the problem in this government is obsessed with control. They want to control everything. That's why you see that in all sectors, the government wants to be there and to control, even where it's not necessary, even where it is costly for them. So this idea of the bond note is to control money supply, it's to control a number of sectors. So without that obsession with control, then we would have moved forward. But this government will not make that happen because of its obsession with control and wanting to be seem to be the ones who are doing everything.
Thank you so much.
Whatever they are touching now is turning to dust very quickly. Suffice it to say that this economy, when we had the 2013 election, this economy seemed to have been picking up. It seemed to have been on a good trajectory. I was actually surprised that for once the two lawyers, TLBT and Patrick Chinamasa, were now agreeing in terms of what Chinamasa saw at the finance ministry, to say that this government, this economy is not operating in the same way. He started even complaining about the mines, dividends coming from the mines. And it was a bit surprising because these were the same guys who were defending Mbada. And when then Chinamasa was failing to get money to pay civil servants, to pay the things that he needed to pay, he then realized what Tendai was trying to say. So at least there was a bit of seeing sense. But I think it's now too late for this government to turn back. So we are probably going to be in this situation, this very precarious situation for some time.
Thank you so much. Regai tiende kuna va signoro, makadi.
Vadiko ikoko.
Aiwa, kuno kuri nani zvako kuri sei ikoko.
Tiri kungotatarika iwe nzvimbo isiri yako inonetsa kugara.
Aiwa, hanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonhaka.
Tagona kudzokerawo kumusha pati zviri kuramba. Ndombotanga hangu nokutaura baba.
Taurai zvechitinzo.
Takapindana nechirongwa chainzi isapa. Vakatipa tsumo dzekuti mvura terami. Yobhongoke here kana mvura bhongoke ndiyo terami. Tikakuti ndo zvirongwa zvatiri kuziva kuti ndo zvakapinda. Kuti tiedze kugadzisa upfumi hwedu. Hazvina kana chakazotaurwa kunzi yafoirira apa. Kana kuti zvazokundikana apa. Saka kuuyazve kamwe kachirongwa kakapinda mumashure meSAP. Hakanazve akataura kuti kazofoira apa kana kuti chakadzwa nechichi. Ndokuzopinda mumabhera cheki.
Mabhera checks.
Ana chakati badhara. Imanguwa kana haka badhara, kana haka pundusa wa shoma shoma. Vanoe ndo zwewa akuronga. Nasuno ninyaye mabondi notes. Toti isu, ko, wonde ichimeringa zayaka ruiwa. Shua, wonde chunuzi wonde kuparaza naika. Zvayaka paradza nyika yeZimbabwe hazvina kungosvika pakuparara kwayazoita nhasi. Kuona kwedu kwatiri kunyatsoona chaiko chaiko. Nyika yazoparara yezvino. Zvino tochiti zvese zvirongwa zvokubvira paisapo nezvakazoteera nezvemabhera cheki. Nhasi kwakuti mabhodhi toramba tichipururudza here kuti zvichanaka. Zvachitanakira zvichanakira ani izvo zvasvika pakadai. Kwaizvo zvakambodiwo kutiwo vari kuronga mabhondi noti kana kuti ivo mudhara chaivo. Mubo waisi opa inda zitu guwapo midzunzo tiyatu nzwa from the host now. Kubakuwa mbuka kwa zakaitwa nukuzo shika wapinde zempawa ya jemu ino wa shiki promisa nezu mapasa kutitona 2 million 2 million wa jobs haka kiretu haka mbo kiretu kwa gore ritu kubara tikipida muindependence. Saka tura rami siko nende ima eres nungu yamba shungu taurwa shungu uchila chiti nukupuruzo. Itutaka senza zimungu wa chiri kusenza underestimate regime. Apa fidi rishimu. Asi waito wawari ya kuno mira murai ni report office uchibenga kafaiki dora. Kubenga kwete kudroa. So nasi wako ida kuno mira murai ni rebengi ya unusikwira ulimo usina kutawono wanafuti. Bofu mozu kera zema mkwana kushikama zoma tatu wakwana utuwane fidi dora. Taenda kumawele wakuma na hindi kumwati pane shiroboda hapa. Apa ya hapo pukane kumusikwa kuna kwa zino mboe takana picha na kumosoro chordai kukora musikwa kana kudii aimuke mombi ya kadaro chaita
ayo watinote da shukuru sinyoro
mazita ya nyo
chinote da shukuru ayo yendi
yeah
from sinyoro it is rich languages but essentially saying that you know if you look at the history of ZANU-PF in terms of managing the economy it has failed and he does not think that it will be able to resuscitate the economy. It has failed. That's what Signora thinks.
Now, let's go back to Mr. Bidi. So, Mr. Bidi, there are two issues here, very fast on them. The 2 million jobs that were promised by ZANU-PF, now, what's the way going forward? And then the other thing is on the IMF and the World Bank. You know, what will it take for Zimbabwe to ultimately get loans or lines of credit from these two institutions? So very quick on those two points.
Yeah, the first one is that to get jobs in Zimbabwe, the government will have to undergo major reforms to attract foreign direct investment here, to attract overseas development assistance here, and of course, most importantly, to deal with the debt crisis so that we are able to access cheap flows of money from the IFIs, in particular the World Bank, the African Development Bank, and of course the IMF itself. So you need real deep-seated reforms Some of the reforms include public sector wage bill. The ghost workers that are now 550,000, a lot of them have to go so that genuine civil servants remain. Number two, the Indigenization Empowerment Act simply has to be repealed. Number three, state enterprises, many of which are busy feeding traps for ZANU-PF and the children or sons-in-law of ZANU-PF simply must go. Number four, there must be sanity in the mining sector, in particular around our diamonds. Number six, we must resolve the land question and the agriculture question so that the land can become collateral and not cows and goats, as the president was proposing yesterday, which is so foolish. So a number of structural reforms need to be done in order to create jobs. But I want to tell you something. We are in a recession, which is fast heading towards an economic depression. When you are in a recession or when you are in a depression, there is a certain type of economics which you have to do. John Maynard Keynes wrote about it many years ago, and President Roosevelt implemented it during the New Deal. You can construct your way out of that crisis, but constructing your way means you require resources, you require money, and there is no one in the world at the present moment in time who will lend money or give money to ZANU-PF. So you are back to the fundamental thing. It is politics that is supporting our economy, and we have to deal with politics. We have to change, and that's the fundamental reality. I come to the World Bank and the IMF. It's quite clear that Lima process has failed and failed disastrously. So it means that both the World Bank, the IMF, have to go to the drawing board. The Zimbabwean government has to go back to the drawing board. In my opinion, it was never going to make sense. Patrick Chinamasa's program was never going to make sense. How do you borrow $1.1 billion from Peter in order to pay James in the form of the World Bank so that you can get more money from James at the World Bank? It doesn't make sense. But there is a program which is tried and tested, which have been used by every country on the African continent and in Latin America and in Southeast Asia, which is HIPIC, the Highly Indebted Poor Program. And HIPIC simply means that you go through a program with IMF called the Staff Monitor Program. Mm-hmm. And this program requires you to attend to strict reforms. When you go through strict reforms and you create what is called a track record, you go to what is called decision point. There, they will look at you and mark you. They'll give you marks. They will ask you, have you passed an upper tier SMP? If you have passed an upper tier SMP, your debt, 67% of your debts will be cancelled and forgiven. That is what Malawi has gone through. That is what Zambia has gone through. That is what Ghana has gone through. That is what all other African countries have gone through. Then you then go to what is called a completion point. A completion point, they liquidate the remaining 33%. Mm-hmm. Now, ZANU is not interested in going through HIPIC, because when you go through HIPIC, PATO is not just an economic program. They also look at your governance issue. Are you beating up people? Where is Itai Zamara? Are you banning demos? And if you are banned, if your human rights record is not good, you will not pass. So ZANU is avoiding HIPIC because it can't pass HIPIC because it's a murderous government. So the solution is very simple. We need a new government, and that government must implement HIPIC. That's why some of us are proposing the NTA, because a fresh pair of hands that can be trusted can move our country forward. Not Chinamasa, not every other acolyte and cretin in ZANU-PF. It will not happen. ZANU can run us for 100 years. Mm-hmm. They will never be able to run this economy. Impossible. Nada. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But maybe going back to the issue of HIPIC, Mr. Biti, there are some in government who are saying that they were told by the IMF that Zimbabwe does not qualify because it has the resources.
That's a fiction. You know, if when you want to do HIPIC, it's science. So allow me to speak science here. Mm-hmm. There are two factors that matter. Mm-hmm. Number one is the net present value of your debt to GDP. Mm-hmm. you must meet a threshold of 50%. So if your debt is above 50%, you qualify. So even if you go to that report, you were saying the IMF is saying that our growth rate is minus 0.3. You actually see that that report put our debt at 56% of GDP. So we qualify. Mm-hmm. Then you go to exports. That's the other thing is, with exports now, your exports must have the threshold of 100%. So if the net present value of your exports to GDP is 100%, you qualify. Now our exports are a mere $3 billion. Our GDP is $13 billion or $12 billion, or even if you use $10 billion. If you use $10 billion, the net present value of our exports to GDP is 149%. If you use $13 billion, it's 210%. So we over-qualify. It's a technical thing. It's science. The net present value of debt to exports, the net present value of debt to exports, we qualify. So the IMF hasn't told them that. They were just looking for excuses of avoiding HIPIC, and that is fact.
Mm. So now, I think we've got a caller, or that caller we have taken in.
I think Tina Vamuka.
Vamuka.
Okay.
Vamuka, eh. Magadi ni Mukomazulu.
I did that, I'm going to pay up for what's in.
Urumende Zimbabwe ii urumende isingateereri isingadi kudzidza ndochokutanga munoziva pa kuma late 80s pakauya pakaita the Willowville scandal hapana kana munhu one wakapinda mujere nokuda kwe Willowville scandal iyoyo pakauya ye GMB scandal yeku GMB hapana wakapinda mujere pakauya minister of national housing haina wakapinda mujere pakauya Nikozim haina wakapinda mujere right musure meizozo I hurumende inoti ikafunga zvayafunga haidi kuteerera haidzokeri sure kana kuti kuda vanonyara kutaura kuti ifunga haisiriyo haisi funga yakanaka chechipiri ndingachokupedzisira hangu nhau yemari dzavanoda kubudisa idzi idzi imari vanoda kuti vaite madiro ajojina okungoti vongogadzira mari vachipa vanhu hazvinei kuti dzagadzirwa kupi vachipa vanhu kuti varove vabereki vavo pa2018 ndo nhau yava kugadzirirwa iyoyo ndokusaka vana vamunangagwa vava kuita bishi kugadzira mutemo wemari yauya nezuro mitemo yakanguva yagadzirwa 2013 yakasainigwa 2013 nanhasi haina kana kungobatwa basa ravo muofisi nderei ndo nhau iyi inondirwadza iyoyo
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamuka nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda. Gibbs.
Now, I think we lost Mr. Kuchera. Let's go back to Mr. Biddy. So, Mr. Biddy, with everything said and done, you know, in today's live talk, do you think really that Zimbabwe is going to benefit from the IMF and World Bank meetings?
Yes, look, the IMF and the World Bank are friends of Zimbabwe, and they can help Zimbabwe. But the IMF in particular was so naive that it blindly supported this regime to the extent of, in some cases, actually bending figures. But they've gotten to a stage where they've realized that this government can't be helped. So now if you look at the statements that are coming from Gary Price, their spokesman, a few blocks from you guys in Pennsylvania Street, you will see that they are now toughening up because these guys are rogues. It's not possible to have reformers, to have reforms without reformers, and there's no reformer in ZANU-PF. Mm-hmm. But in a future dispensation, the IMF and the World Bank are useful allies to any developing country that has got debt, that has got developed, challenges. So, yes, at some stage, they are going to play a critical role in our country.
Thank you, Mr. Biddy.
And therefore, we need to maintain ties with them.
Thank you so much for your time. Unfortunately, we have run out of time and we end it here. I want to thank our guests, Mr. Tendai Biddy, former finance minister, Mr. Masimba Kuchera, economic analyst, and also our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying have a lovely weekend.